This episode is sponsored by Day by Day Book, a guided journal that helps you navigate the ups and downs of change while creating a life you love. For more information on the classic recovery or teen day book, go to livedaybyday.com. By leveling up, you are taking the initiative to look at what you can do today in the here and now to let go of what no longer serves you, ask for what you want, and be willing to take the steps to get it. It's taking accountability for changing the narrative, as subtle as it may be, that is holding you back from getting to that next level of connection, fulfillment, and joy in your life. You see, it's time to stop making excuses and recognize it's just your mind that's holding you back. It really is from within where we set the direction of our lives. Welcome to Journeys Through Change, a podcast that inspires women to let go of the fear and say yes to possibility. I'm your host, Noelle Vann, an author, creator, and empowerment coach who spent years in corporate America helping innovators and leaders ride the waves of change with ease and grace. I now work with women to step into change and unleash the power they have to create a life they love. Whether you're contemplating a change in your career, relationship, health, lifestyle, or anything in between, nothing's off the table. I'll be offering up simple insights to help you manage the ups and downs of change, and sharing interviews with successful women who took a leap of faith to create the life they knew they were meant to live, sharing their wisdom, advice, and all the juicy lessons they learned along the way. So get cozy in your favorite comfy chair and let's get started. I want to talk today about the head games we play with ourselves that prevent us from getting what we want in life and the concept of leveling up to finally let go of what is no longer working for us. Now, I had a recent conversation with a friend of mine about the shift that happened for both of us at different times in our careers that led us to start asking for the first time what we felt we were worth without apology. We were actually trying to pinpoint when it happened, and what had finally made us change our approach. Was it our years of experience, our move into entrepreneurship, our age? We were kind of stumped, and we finally agreed that it was actually a pivotal moment that had nothing to do with our stage of life or our circumstances, but simply a decision we each made to finally let go of past beliefs and choose new ones. It sounds so simple, doesn't it? Now, we laughed at how long it finally took us and how we still fall back into feelings of insecurity from time to time. But we realized the crazy thing is, it's not just one belief, it's a culmination of so many messages we've received over the years about humility and work ethic and worthiness and just all that stuff that muddies the waters and takes a serious amount of time to unravel. From cultural expectations to all of the BS that happens in the workplace when it comes to gender equality and opportunity, these are just a few examples of how this plays out, and it's no wonder we have a lot of layers to peel back when we try to break free of a mindset that's been shaped by so much outside noise. Not to mention the fences we've built in our own minds around what we are and are not worthy of as a result. As women, we've spent so much of our lives learning how to keep our expectations at a comfortable level. There are so many outside influences that have kept us from recognizing our true worth that it's tough to escape it. From the time we were young, there have been unspoken expectations placed on us that we don't even realize have been subtly keeping us down and unable to fully recognize our potential. I don't think any of us have escaped it. Even women who have hit the pinnacle of success, so to speak, often talk about the internal conflicts that still bubble up, even after doing the years of work to overcome them. It's not until we start to work on our internal dialogue that we're able to shake loose years of subtle programming and limitations we've placed on ourselves, making us question what we actually can accomplish in life. We soon begin to self-censor and become our worst enemy when it comes to creating change that may be necessary due to our fear of failure. This is what triggers that quiet feeling of doubt that comes over us when we start to think about initiating change, especially change that could disrupt the false sense of security that gets established when we grow accustomed to a certain way of living. That's our resistance popping up because it takes us out of a safety zone and feels like we're in some way breaking some sort of agreement we have with the world, which is total nonsense. It's what keeps us working within a smaller space under the guise of keeping things in control, or God forbid, from being too much for others to handle. Now, I say this with the caveat that most of this is totally unconscious. We aren't even aware most of the time that this is what's playing in the background. What we don't seem to realize is that in order to even consider setting higher goals for ourselves, we need to first see that there's a pile of reasons why we think the way we do. And much of it is dictated by subtle influences, and it's time to take back the controls. With that said, knowing that discomfort may surface when you start entertaining the idea of making changes to your circumstances, you'll begin to see that this is merely a reaction to upsetting an internal balance you created around what you've learned along the way to stay safe. So this is where we must interrupt the patterns and start leveling up. By leveling up, you are taking the initiative to look at what you can do today in the here and now to let go of what no longer serves you, ask for what you want, and be willing to take the steps to get it. It's taking accountability for changing the narrative, as subtle as it may be, that is holding you back from getting to that next level of connection, fulfillment, and joy in your life. You see, it's time to stop making excuses and recognize it's just your mind that's holding you back. It really is from within where we set the direction of our lives. Now, I want you to think about something, and I've asked you this before. If you could take that trip you've always wanted to take, or have the scary conversation that could make a relationship better, or make what lights you up your actual career, and there is no possibility of failure, wouldn't you take action immediately? Fear of failure is the first thing that comes up when we think of making any kind of change, which is why change gets such a bad rap. It's the number one thing that holds us back. Now, this fear is simply rooted in what we've learned to believe about ourselves. So just think, if fear and doubt were out of the equation, how different would our lives be? So it always seems to come back to the mind. And as I've stated before, there's no getting around it. The first step in breaking free starts with your thoughts. When you readjust your thinking, you begin to see your future through a different lens. And until this happens, you won't actually embrace what's possible. Now, there's a term often used when discussing psychology of money, and it's called a set point. It's basically a level of income people get stuck in most of their lives because it's a level they have grown used to or were brought up within. And even if they start making more, they'll find themselves struggling to go above it for a sustained period of time because it's a place of comfort and familiarity. Well, I believe this is the case in other areas of our lives too. Limiting beliefs start early, and we establish a certain set point for ourselves by the time we enter adulthood. This set point is around what risks we are willing to take to go outside a certain level of joy or fulfillment or success or whatever that we've decided feels safe. And then we simply stay put. You also may have grown up not wanting to ask for too much or being the one who took care of everyone. As you take that into the present, it can be so difficult to break free of. The rub is that being everyone's hero, professionally or personally, may scratch an itch for a little while, but it's just codependency in disguise, slowly robbing you of your ability to set boundaries and take good care of yourself. A practice that never ends well. All of this points back to what you believe you deserve, and that is set within you early on and typically based on what you feel is expected of you. Now, needless to say, it takes a significant shift in your thoughts that stem from the quiet internal messages telling you what you're allowed to have, do, or be in life to rewrite the narrative. I cannot emphasize this enough. These are simply a set of limitations you've unconsciously created in your mind that you don't feel you can cross. By the way, this quiet background noise can be so cunning that we often are totally unaware of it. For example, it can take hold in your relationships by picking partners or friends who reinforce this notion of not being enough, or it can show up in the work that you do, where you may lack boundaries or experience burnout trying to be everything to everyone, or in the lifestyle you choose, not wanting to get too successful, become too thin, too healthy, for fear that others may not accept you. A concern that I will tell you is inside all of us, whether we care to admit it or not. We all deep down want to belong, and as backwards as it sounds, we often dim ourselves down to be liked and feel accepted. Now, with all this said, let's just say we have a whole bunch of stuff going on in our heads about what our life should look like. And if we want to break free and truly own our own experience, it's going to take serious time, attention, and practice to fully untangle it. I can say that approximately 70% of my initial work with clients is focused on thought work and reprogramming limiting beliefs. Because once you see old patterns for what they are, it opens up a whole new space to start building a new foundation with greater confidence in your own capabilities. And that's when things start to really take off. Change becomes less scary and inevitable as a way to continue growing. Okay, now for some really good news. With awareness comes freedom. So let's talk a little bit about some examples of thoughts based on past messaging that could use some reprogramming. Number one, I'm not good enough. This could be feeling less than when it comes to talent, beauty, or capability. Number two, money is bad. Asking for more is greedy or unrealistic. I could never make that much or be that successful. Number three, success is selfish. Ambition is looked at as a bad word. It goes along with the messaging of never get too full of yourself. Number four, self-care is overindulgence. The notion that you should take care of others first, then yourself, that feeling of being everything for everyone, except to yourself. It's codependence at its finest. No wonder we have a hard time asking ourselves that simple but not so easy question, what do I want? With all of this other stuff holding us back. So here are some ways you can challenge this way of thinking. First, to recognize that a set of values, often from parents who come from a different generation, formulated these ideas, and you merely took them on as fact at an early age. This could be something as little as a comment that was made to you when you were young that somehow translated into feeling unworthy or unlovable, literally something that stuck with you over the years. We all know this to be true. This is how random and insidious it can be. Second, look at the real data. Life experiences show that some of the misconceptions we carry around us are just that, a set of mistruths we bought early on in life and never let go of. But history has shown that we have boundless capabilities and are beyond deserving of love and acceptance and all that's good in life. Third, ask yourself, are they really true? Become an observer. Ask why and give yourself permission to question them. Make the decision to better understand how they got here in the first place so you can replace them with a different perspective. Lastly, let gratitude strengthen your resolve that you can be open to all the goodness you deserve and begin dreaming of the things you want more of, even if they feel out of reach. Visualize them and start to feel thankful already for having them in your life. Now, what we're talking about here is a fundamental shift in how you see yourself in the world and stepping into a new level of awareness. So it's not going to happen overnight. Little by little, you need to chip away an old set of super subtle beliefs and establish new ones based on new information. This is the key to leveling up and stepping into the role of creator in your life. So a few thoughts on how to break free of this cycle. First, understand that the greatest power you have is the power of choice. This is so important. And I think it's often lost on us when we unconsciously take our hands off the wheel by waiting till we think it will finally be the right time. Let me ask you, is there ever really a right time? People can spend their lives waiting for this time to come, and it's just a delay tactic to stay in the same place. We also must get rid of this belief in limitation. I mean, if this podcast is any proof, as women, we are a pretty impressive bunch, and every time you underestimate the power you have to be whoever you want to be, you see evidence to the contrary through your own past experiences and these amazing stories we get to hear every week. Our ability to create happiness, success, fulfillment, and impact literally has no bounds. And once again, you create the outcomes in your life, period. Personally, it took me a long time to embrace that, but once you really internalize it, you start wanting to make up for lost time. The truth is, it's time to take accountability for where you are now and where you want to be. Give yourself permission to own it. No one else is going to do it for you. So think about this. Are there areas of your life where you feel out of control? If so, what would it take to get a better handle on it? What conversations would need to be had? What requests, changes, or decisions would need to be made to improve the situation? It's questions like these that require you to not only look at your life differently, but to start actively participating in a solution or alternative outcome. This is what we do when we take our power back. So 2024 is upon us. And what I want most for every one of you is for you to simply ask for more, whatever that looks like for you, to usher in possibility by letting the universe know you are ready to receive it. A good question to ask yourself is, what would make 2024 a remarkable year? Write it down and then think of the things you could do differently to make it happen. This is a quick and easy way to set goals to reach your outcome and will set the wheels in motion. And it all starts with accepting that you get to set the direction of your life every day. Asking for more is all it takes. And the more you practice it, the easier it will get. Now, for those of you who know me, I'm not a huge fan of resolutions, but I do love the opportunity the new year brings to set intention and establish goals that inspire and motivate you to think differently and ask for more. Now, for those of you who have the day-by-day book, use your day book to not only write down your intentions and goals, but choose daily practices that put them front and center and support your success. Be sure to pay attention to your journal entries. They are absolute gold because they'll reflect back those often unconscious beliefs that could be holding you back from making your dreams a reality. Awareness is critical, and establishing a journaling practice is a key step in recognizing thoughts and behaviors that are holding you back so you can start working on turning them around. If you are interested in starting your journaling practice for the new year, go to daybydaybook.com and get 25% off all daybooks with the discount code podcast25. I want you guys to get started in earnest this year, and that's the perfect way to do so. Getting to the root of this silent sabotage, although at times it can feel difficult, is part of the process if you want to start leading your life in a bigger and bolder way. After all, the reason we are all here is to grow, and growth takes a willingness to get a little uncomfortable so you can actually look behind the curtain and see what's in store for you. Once again, we only have one life to live, and opening yourself up to all that you deserve with courage and confidence is the first step in living it to its fullest. With that said, that's it for now. Until next time. Thanks for listening to the Journeys Through Change podcast. You can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or really wherever you get your podcasts. And be sure to follow us and leave a review if you've enjoyed this episode. And share it with a friend or on social media to spread the good word, so more women like you can find us and join in on the fun. For more information on the podcast or Day by Day book, go to livedaybyday.com.